where you are in Canada right now, it is springtime according to the calendar. And recently in Nova Scotia, we had a nice day. And that nice day gave me the urge to purge. I wanted to clean out the house top to bottom, open the windows, and really start anew. Isn't that what spring is? Today on the podcast, we are going to talk to Anya Zub, who has recently started at the Nova Scotia SPCA in a very exciting role leading one of our social enterprises. Can you guess from the introduction what it is? Today, we're going to talk thrifting for good. Hi, Anya. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's so exciting.
So, Anya, what is your official title?
I am the Regional Director of Thrift Stores for the Nova Scotia SPCA.
And so the Nova Scotia SPCA has this unique social enterprise where we have thrift stores that tell us where the money goes from the thrift stores.
The money goes directly to benefiting animals in care with the Nova Scotia SPCA.
And how many thrift stores is there and where are they?
We have three right now. So we've got a store in Dartmouth, a store in Kings, so New Minas, and then another store in Cape Breton. And we've got an exciting one coming up on the horizon. We're looking forward this summer to opening a new location in Stellarton, Nova Scotia.
So you are going to be the regional manager for four thrift stores.
Correct.
And, you know, what brought you to the SPCA? Is it a love of animals? Is it a love of thrifting? You know, I love a sale. And I love animals, so for me it could be both, but what is it that brought you here?
I have always been an animal lover. I currently have, I would say, 1.5 too many pets. I love what the Nova Scotia SPCA does. I've been a longtime supporter, big fan. I'm a cat cuddler from way back. I've been thrifting my entire life. I grew up in a really small town, and I, like a lot of people, you know, I'm not unfamiliar with struggle. So being able to thrift, being able to find unique pieces, vintage pieces, sometimes if you're thrifting in the right locations, really fun designer pieces for an affordable price that maybe just need a dry clean or some extra love or a little bit of rehabbing. It's just always been a really exciting part of my life.
So let's break down that answer a little bit, right? So I want to start with, what is your personal favorite piece that you've ever thrifted?
One of my favorite pieces I have ever thrifted was a Carolina Herrera white shirt. It was in pretty rough shape when I found it. It was at a secondhand store in the Kensington district in Toronto, but a little cold water soak with some cream of tartar, I was able to lift most of the stains. It's just such a really, really nice classic piece from a designer line that I don't think I would have gotten near in my regular human life.
So I really have taken an interest in thrifting since starting to work at the SPCA, because I am familiar with the wonderful volunteers and the staff whom we are going to talk about. And so going in and seeing them and saying hi, and I started thrifting. So my piece, not that you asked, my piece that I love is, I got my toddler his Halloween costume. And I got it in like March last year because he had just started to get really interested in construction pieces, construction machines. And so it was it goes over like suspenders and it turned him into an excavator.
I love that.
And it was, you know, when you've got your kids, I mean, maybe humans too, maybe humans do this, but you change out their costume. Yeah. Every year, you know, some people, not all. So, I mean, it'd been worn once and it's a toddler. They're not out trick-or-treating all night. You know, it was a great piece. And I think we need to talk more about this. We need to talk about the sustainability, you know, and the great deals and finds that you can have.
We had such a cool thing happen today at the King's Shelter, the King's Thrift Store. A woman came in, she was doing a large banquet style dinner. She didn't want to go and just get a bunch of disposable dinnerware. She came in, she bought a 26 piece stoneware set. She's going to bring it back on Monday. She's basically renting a stoneware set for the weekend for an event, and re-donating it the following week, because we don't need everything all the time. And so many people are looking to live smaller. So if you think about the Halloween costume that I'm guessing your kiddo isn't going to fit another year, you're basically renting a costume. And dress up never stops being fun. And we all love a fancy dress party. And it's just such a neat way to get that Instagram worthy look and get that elevated experience that we're all looking for in life at an affordable price where you can feel good about spending the money. You know that you're giving back, you know that you're giving back to a great cause. And you have an answer for where it goes when you're done with it.
I love you. My brain is just turning because that was such a great idea. When I think about wedding and baby showers and how you could have some really unique pieces, and you could even do mismatch if you're doing like a tea party. Like, so I hope somebody out there is bookmarking that idea because I love that idea. I was reading a statistic that really kind of shocked me. And it said that about 82% of Canadians have shopped at a thrift store.
That seems about right.
Does it? Like, what? Who are you seeing at thrift stores?
You see everybody at thrift stores. Anybody that loves to dress up. A good portion of my attic even now are clothes that are for a maybe or a cosplay event or a Halloween party or something that I might need to lend to somebody at some point. There's three types of thrifters. There's people who thrift for the affordability of it. There's people who thrift for the uniqueness of it. And then you get people who are thrifting looking for those really, really great deals. And I think that we serve all three of those communities in really great and interesting ways. People who do just need to save a little bit of money in their daily shopping have a wonderful opportunity to literally save hundreds of dollars a year by getting household goods, clothing, books, and media items through us. People who are looking for something maybe a little bit different, more unique, we never know what's going to come through the doors. Dartmouth received a huge donation of recently dry cleaned men's clothes the other day. And I definitely bought one of those oversized jackets because I love wearing a men's oversized blazer as my regular outerwear. I think that when things come in and they're in great quality, it's a nice opportunity for everybody to do a little bit of elevation, to have a little bit of fun. Because for sure, we're not all going to spend money on ball gowns every year, but a thrifted ball gown, I mean, that's just an opportunity to celebrate being 35 and running all over downtown in a giant red ball gown, which is something I have absolutely no personal experience with.
I love that. Bookmark that one too. So I think one of the things that I do see in the statistics is more that Gen Z are coming around. And that surprised me as a maybe Gen Xer who, you know, having not hand-me-down clothes or having brand new clothes on that first week of school was so important to us in the 90s, to some of us in the 90s. But Gen Z is saying like, heck no, this is our planet. So what do you see when it comes to the teens who are coming in?
I think we have to look at the alternatives right now. I'm coming in probably just behind you if you are a Gen Xer, as like a bit of an elder millennial. And the reality is that brands, even when I was a kid, had a lot more, and maybe I'm wrong, but they felt like they lasted longer. Levi's used to be made out of denim. Jeans used to be made out of denim. They're not anymore. There's so much spandex and lycra and everything else. And they don't last. Nothing is built to last. And the prices have gone up. And so when we look at fast fashion as options, it's not the option that the kids are choosing. And so being able to get still those fast fashion items for maybe a more reasonable price from the thrift, because we definitely see those brands coming through. Why not get them secondhand? And even better than that, really being able to pick up something from the 90s, from the 80s, sometimes if you're very lucky, from the 50s or 60s, where the quality is so much better. Why is that not like the best choice to make? And I think that the kids see that.
Well, I'm really surprised at the amount of people who maybe don't know that the textile industry is like the major polluter in the world.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we don't have a way beyond dropping it off at a thrift store. We don't really have a way to recycle textiles here in Nova Scotia.
A lot of those textiles aren't things that are always strongly recycled in most parts of the world either. our primary fibers that are going into clothing right now aren't necessarily like natural fibers from either main industry support point for that. A lot of what we're seeing are blends, a lot of poly blends, a lot of like plastics, to be honest. And I mean, we all know how we all feel about plastics. We don't need more of them. And thrifting is an option where sometimes if this is what's available in clothing, let's take a second run at it. Let's give it a second chance.
What do you see as the future for thrifting in Canada?
I think it's a direction that more and more people are taking, potentially out of that necessity line. We're definitely seeing more food and housing insecurity. We're seeing a lot more people having to make do with less. I think the best takeaway we can have from the thrift option is that it doesn't have to be making more out of less all of the time. You can still get really wonderful opportunities at that discounted price, at that possibility. Time is the biggest factor in thrifting that maybe we don't all have more of, because it definitely takes a little bit of a dig and a little bit more of a time consideration. But I mean, I've spent years throwing a podcast on my headphones and digging through racks and bins and buckets and street fairs. And I think that if you can find a way to make it part of your weekly or your monthly process, you can really find some great deals. And it's just a really nice opportunity to give yourself a chance at something fresh, but also an item, an opportunity to have a fresh home and a fresh life.
I really am enjoying, I sometimes find myself landing on thrift talk on TikTok, where people are going and they are repurposing items that they find at the thrift store as, you know, a way of personal care, self-care, you know, crafting. What has been your favorite flip that you've seen?
I have definitely taken old Sears cashmere sweaters and taken them apart at the seams to take that wool back and do other crafting projects with it.
Wow.
Yeah, there are really expensive fibers out there, really beautiful bamboos. And if you are super careful with a seam ripper, all that fabulous fiber can be yours if you're that kind of a crafter. You can flip tables. I have loved projects I've seen where people have taken old wooden ladders and turned them into multiple hanger projects, because if you hang them from the ceiling, you can fit like 30 hangers on each rung. One day I'll find my vintage ladder. Just so many really, really great opportunities. And there's amazing things coming out of Thrift Talk that show you how you can clean old stains, upcycle things, really go a chemical-free process for getting the most wear out of your thrifted items and for making sure that you get all of those old bits and pieces of its last life away from it. It's probably a good idea to find a tailor as well, because every now and then that needle and seam is just beyond our own skill set. I have a really wonderful tailor who I never tell anybody about because I don't want them to get too busy to see my stuff. but I have gotten great finds for like under $10 and spent $30 on tailoring and dry cleaning and ended up with like $100 outfits.
And you told me that story, we were talking recently about that. So I think maybe going into a thrift store, unlike going into a mass retailer, there's going to be a chance that you're going to fall in love with a piece that is not your size, is not perfectly tailored, or may need some extra love. What do you say to people who think, you know what, I just can't? Do you have any tips?
I think you're only limited by your own imagination for it. You can take a dress that you love the fabric on, but you don't love the fit of, and you can repurpose that fabric to cover an old notebook using some Mod Podge. It can live again. You can just put that in a really nice kitschy frame and have that fabric living in your life. There's great ways to use items that you find. I hate taking books apart, but I have definitely made holiday ornaments out of old thrifted books, like paperbacks that nothing is going to happen with. It's fine. Right. but there's just all of these really cool opportunities to get a little crafty with it, to bring other people into your lives. We plan big craft Saturdays, me and my friends, and sometimes we just get together and like knit and chat. But some days we're rebuilding old dishes into terrariums, which is not my thing, but I have a friend who's very into it, and she has really cool terrariums as a result. You just have to find what gives you your thrift vibe and go with it.
So we are going to talk in the next segment about the Nova Scotia SPCA thrift stores. But to get us there, we're going to play a little game to get to know Anya better. And so this is a game of fetch. So it's a lightning round. I am literally going to throw you this dog toy and you're going to answer the questions and throw it back. So who was your first pet?
Ooh, cat named Muggs.
Oh, and I dropped the ball. If animals could talk, who would be the rudest?
Dogs?
If animals could talk, who would be the nicest?
Still dogs.
Who is your hero?
Oh, my mom?
It's lovely. Thank you for playing a game of fetch with me. So now I'd like to talk about the SPCA thrift stores. And I'm reading that there, just in Ontario alone, there is hundreds and hundreds of these stores. Some of these stores have lots of employees. There are stores that are consignment stores. There are stores that are small businesses. And then you've got a store like ours, which is a social enterprise. Can you tell everybody what a social enterprise is?
So the idea behind the social enterprise stores is that they run off of primarily volunteer labor. Items are donated with the expectation that the funds from those donated items being sold goes back into the industry they're supporting. So in our case, the Nova Scotia SPCA. And then the funds that are raised through selling those goods or collecting donations at point of sale support the Nova Scotia and SPCA for us.
And so we have so many lovely volunteers and staff that are working. I think our stores are open like six days a week. They're open 7 days a week. See, I didn't even know. So can you please talk about why you hear when you're talking, why people are volunteering at our thrift stores?
Sure. So we have about 50 volunteers across three stores right now. Some of those folks volunteer on a weekly basis. Some of them are daily, and we love our daily volunteers. We love all our volunteers. Anybody that has more time to give, anybody that has time to give, please fill out an application. Thrift would love to see you. We have some folks that volunteer every now and then, and they do any type of task from processing donations to running the register, stocking the shelves, sometimes cleaning up items that we know we can get maybe a little bit extra for if they're a little bit nicer looking than they are, testing electronics, and really just supporting the daily running of the business. Our volunteers love supporting the cause because not everybody has the ability to work hands-on with animals. So being in an industry where you're maybe not as bothered by dust as your allergies would kick up for a dog or a cat is a nice option. It's an opportunity to share skill sets you might already have. We have a few volunteers that are particularly good at pricing antique dolls or jewelry or have a fine understanding of furniture. And they've been able to help us get a better value for some items that aren't easily recognizable as being so valuable. Being able to recognize quality in items that might be in a box full of other broken things that don't seem to have value is really important. We have a few volunteers who like doing runs to the local scrap metal shops. And so even like wire hangers that are coming in to us from old dry cleaning opportunities get that opportunity to give a little bit back to our support as well. And the volunteers, I think they have a really good time. Not unusual to see them laughing and joking and engaging with customers. There's something really, really special about a volunteer-run organization.
And I've definitely seen, you know, reoccurring like volunteers who are very loyal to that role, which is lovely. And just let you know, in dinosaur items, I can be your expert on that. What is the top things that sell at the SPCA thrift stores? And I'm asking this question because there are people who are listening who might not know that your answer is not going to be dog and cat items.
Top selling item across all of our stores is apparel. So primarily clothing.
Human clothing.
Human clothing. Clothing for people. Human people clothing. Two-legger clothing. mostly it's women's apparel across all three stores. And that tends to be because that is like where a lot of apparel spending happens in the regular retail world. And so that tends to be where a large amount of donations come from. If you're like me, I live in a really small house. I like to bring a lot of things home. Obviously, I work in thrift. I bring a little bit home more now than I used to. It also means that things have to go out. And so we frequently have like a bag of donation ready to go at any given time in our house. And luckily for me, that's just a matter of taking it to work.
Right.
But we all know that, that bag exists in most households, that bag that has to make its way to a donation site.
So what other things are your top selling items?
Clothing, books, kitchenware is a really biggie. I know that I'm probably never going to buy a casserole dish new ever again in my life. You buy a brand new casserole dish, you know what's going to happen the first time you overcook a meatloaf or a mac and cheese. It's going to get that little meatloaf mac and cheese stain on the bottom. We have really, really nice casserole dishes, and a lot of them are really high quality, better quality than what's made now. It's just an easy thriftable item.
It really is. And especially, you know, stocking a kitchen.
Yeah.
Those first kitchens or, you know, just after you burn a pot, you know, it does get pricey. I mean, I know from what I've looked at the thrift store. So I've definitely picked up a purse or two that has been dropped off. There was a pair of designer shoes. And I know that we can tailor and we can clean, but we can't make my feet bigger or these shoes smaller. And so I was just in awe of the quality that people are donating to help animals is amazing. So I, you know, thank you. But can you tell people how do they donate items to our thrift stores if they have the urge to purge like I do in spring?
Sure. Donation drop-offs are super easy. They can happen at any one of our store locations. So Cape Breton, Kings, Dartmouth. Each location is going to have a little bit of a different setup for drop-off. King's has a private door for donations. You pull up to the door, they'll help you unload. You can unload yourself. And then you can grab a parking spot and go shopping. For Dartmouth, on your way in to go shopping, there's a bin right there you can pop your donations into. If you need an extra set of hands bringing things in, they can buzz you someone right from the front desk. I haven't made it out to the Cape Breton store yet because of weather, but I am completely confident in saying that any one of their great employees or volunteers can help you find a way to get your donation through their door to get processed.
And is there anything we don't take?
Every location's a little bit different, but I would say that yes is the shortest answer. And contact your local store or the one that you're looking to drop off to find out what their biggest needs are, if there's anything on their can't take list right now.
And I would say too that our thrift stores are located where there is shelters. And so our shelters are always looking for towels for animals. So just to put that in people's ears, that the towels will be very much used at our shelters.
Yes.
And so really what we're talking about here is giving items a second chance to give animals a second chance.
Absolutely.
And how wonderful is that?
It's the best.
Anya, thank you so much for working with these stores. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.